Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Friday, February 4th, 2022. Today we are reading from the Big Book. Oh, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 164, reading just the first three sentences of paragraph two. Today's readers are Sherry Z for the 12 steps, Carol F for the 12 traditions, Jordan L, Robin P, and Barbara W. Dana P will greet our newcomers at the end of the meeting and get numbers from available sponsors, and Shelley E will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for the 10 a.m. meeting for yesterday, Thursday, February 3rd, is 18504. That's 18,504. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Friday, February 4th, is 18,507. That's 18507. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Sherry Z to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Sherry Z, recovered from California, grateful to do service, and thank you for your service. And these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z. Thank you very much. And I will now ask Carol F. to please read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Carol F., compulsive overeater, food addict, recovered in Maryland. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Carol F. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using the star 1 function on your telephone, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 164, paragraph 2, reading and commenting on the first 3 sentences only. And I will ask Jordan now to please begin reading for us.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Sorry, I was unmuting.
We hear you just fine, Jordan. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Elaine, for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting this morning. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. Excuse me. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. It's funny. There's a lot in those 3 sentences. I was kind of pondering what to share about beforehand. And there were a lot of different ideas that came up, for sure, a lot of different experiences. I'm not sure that I really knew what I was getting myself into when I came to Overeaters Anonymous. And what's funny about that is I'm grateful for that now. You know, I can't say that I'm someone who prior to recovery, I couldn't say that I was someone who was like grateful for not knowing. I was the director of the show. I was the boss. I was in charge. I needed to know everything. And I needed to have a really clear understanding of it, in order to, be the smartest in the room. Right. And if I couldn't do that, like if I couldn't take control of the situation in that way, I wanted nothing to do with it. I was just going to walk away and not participate at all, you know? And when I came to OA, I didn't really get that this was going to alter the foundation of my life and my thinking. I just really wanted to stop compulsively overeating. I was finally done. And what was scary about that was I felt like I was done, and I felt like I had done everything I could do in order to stop. I had relapsed, you know? So I came here asking for help. And I'm just so grateful that this is suggestive only, because I was willing to follow some suggestions when I got here, you know? And I'm grateful that the people in these rooms that have been working this program and really practicing this in their lives, they're the ones that realize that we know only a little. And thank goodness that God will constantly disclose more to you and to us, because even though I'm recovered today, by no means is my life perfect or does it go my way at all in any way, shape, or form. a couple of years ago, I got laid off because of COVID, you know, at the time, like, it felt like my world was falling apart. So thank God that this higher power, I'll finish up, thank God that this higher power discloses more, because that's not, that even though it felt like that, it felt awful in that moment, what happens is that more is disclosed, and later on down the line, I can see God working in my life. I can see this fellowship making like a tangible, helping me make a tangible transition and practice. So thanks so much for letting me share. I'm grateful to be a compulsive overeater. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. Thank you. So though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to, please press star one to unmute. Let me know. And I did hear somebody already, but I'm not sure who that was.
Melanie C.
Melanie
from Oregon.
C.
Nancy
from
L.
Oregon. Nancy L.
Deborah G.
Yeah, we know what page we're on. Excuse me, what page we're on?
Oh, we're on page 164, paragraph 2, and we're just reading and commenting on the first three sentences. Anybody else like to share today?
Hi, Debbie P.
Debbie P. Okay, so we've got Melanie C., Nancy L., Deborah G., and Debbie P. Please share with us, Melanie.
Hi, good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Oregon, and love the wrapping up of things because it helps me to reflect on all of the gifts and the miracles that have come to me that I didn't think was going to be possible. I came in here, and this is non-judgmental at all. It's clearly the facts. Broken and torn apart and not knowing at all what was going to be before me. I was no way that I could have imagined what was going to be before me. And I would have described myself certainly as confused and challenged and maybe even angry. I described also myself as like a feral cat trying to fight my way out of a wet paper bag, and the fight was within myself because I did not know how to get out of the shell of my human body, the shell of my belief systems, and the shell of what I had come to live by. And so each particular sentence helps me reflect upon every single experience, every single milestone, every single miracle that came my way. And then the reality that I was protected by this fellowship and the group of women that work with me every single day, all of these years, even still, every single day we're in touch with each other in some shape or form, and they guide me through to be able to find the essence of power that I've come to grow and know as God. I look at where I was when I'm not sure, other than being able to give you the example of a wet feral wild cat trying to break away out of a bag. That was what I, that maybe that was a lesson. That was something I could give away to you, and the protection of women that, that helped me, even though I was leaving every single day and I had no idea what was happening to me, to where I'm now in the process in my spiritual journey of understanding the deeper causes and the conditions of this particular disease that I have, and I've embraced it as a gift. Every single pain that comes my way, every single experience that comes my way that just breaks me open, I can embrace it as a gift and be able to share that with somebody else. Stay, don't move. Find somebody that will hold your back, lock the door, and throw away the key at the back exit route for you, because there is more to come. It is soon to be not about this food. It's soon to be not about the pain of the day-to-day living. It is soon to be about the glory and the benefit of the touchstone, which is in this particular recovery program of pain, to glorifying that particular piece of authentically being in one's own skin and stand before anybody non-apologetically, shoulders squared, and victorious over a disease. And that I will pass.
Yes, thank you so much. Wow. Okay, if you just joined us, we're on page 164, paragraph 2, just the first three sentences. And Nancy L. is going to comment on that for us, followed by Deborah G. Please share with us, Nancy.
Thank you. I'm Nancy L. I live in Georgia. I am a compulsive overeater. I love these sentences. They are packed. But they're so very special. I'm recalling my journey. This makes me recall my journey of being in OA for now this year, 8 years. But I wish I could say I have. No, I don't. No. I'll take that right back. I do not have 8 years of abstinence. I have struggled through the program with relapse after relapse because I have this character defect of getting cocky when I think I've got something figured out. And so that's cost me some relapse. But the beautiful part of this, the beautiful part of that is that every part of my journey, God has continued to disclose more to me. And I knew when I came in, I only knew a little. But I knew there was something that was wrong with me, and I knew I had some kind of food addiction. But God has disclosed to me all along the way how to deal with this, how to live with this, because it is not curable. And all along the way, when I'm ready to receive and learn something else, then God discloses it. And that has just amazed me through this whole process, how things that I need, when I need to know them, it's like God discloses them. He puts someone in my life. He puts a book in my hand to read. He puts a program in that I didn't know about. I am so excited that I have now read through these pages 164 in the AA Big Book, because I have known that little bit, that I am as addicted to food as an alcoholic is to the alcohol. And the very fact that I knew that, and every time I would have a relapse, I did one thing right. I never quit coming back to my meetings. And then when someone told me about a vision for you and gave me the phone number, I thought, okay, that's something I need to know. And I'm very grateful for the past 2 years of being in a vision and what it has meant to me and what I've learned through others and through the reading of this book. So I thank all of you for the shares that you give and the service you give, because it helps me to know how to deal with this disease in my body and in my mind. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nancy L. Deborah G., you're up next, and then we'll hear from Debbie P. and take another lineup. Thanks so much, Deborah G.
Oh, thank you so much for being of service and sharing, and everyone for being of service and making this meeting possible. And all the shares so far have been wonderful. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and what came up to me, for me was this prayer, the set-aside prayer. And I learned to do that. My sponsor did that with me when I did my step work. And then before we were doing our work together. And then I learned to do it every time before doing my step work, my assignments and things. And it, you know, it's for me, it's been an experience of laying aside prejudice, taking me to humility, and letting go of any preconceived ideas, and having what experience happens this time. And it's been wonderful. And now I include it in my prayers in my morning AM prayer and in the evening. And anytime I do any kind of step work in any program, because I do it and I take it from my head to my heart and then down to my feet and let it work me, you know, just taking the action, saying the words, taking it in and seeing what happens, the mystery. And I'm really grateful. Thank you all for sharing. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. Debbie P. is up next, and then we'll take another lineup on people who'd like to comment on the first three sentences only of page 164, paragraph 2, beginning with "Our book is meant to be suggestive only." So please share with us, Debbie P.
Good morning. This is Debbie P. from Indiana. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for your service, Elaine. What caught my attention this morning, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. And I wanted to share a little bit about me and my little knowledge. I had a fellow in the program that, in a different program, that was very good, is still very good about, spreading the word, working with others and so forth, but never had a sponsor. And I was very righteous of making sure that he knew that he had to have a sponsor in order to work with others. And then my sponsor, when I told her what great thing I did, she let me know that this book is meant to be suggestive only. And, it's just a suggestion to have a sponsor. And for me, I have found that that suggestion is a must. I can't work this program alone. I can't work it by myself. I get in trouble by myself. My mind tells me things that are not true, and then I choose to believe them. I do try to keep myself in a humble position of knowing only a little and trying to learn. But I am human, and I still, my ego comes back, and I still try to think I know what's going on and, the right way to move forward without asking for God's help. But then my higher power will constantly disclose more to me. And from that, I am recently out of a relapse. One day out of a relapse, actually. And everybody that I needed has been there from Wednesday on this week. And everybody has given me exactly what I've needed, the comments, the tools, the help, and made me feel welcome, even though I don't feel like I'm welcome because I've been in relapse. So anyway, this is a wonderful book, and one day I really look forward to the glory and benefits of the pain of this program. Right now, I still kind of am fearful of that, but one day it'll come for me. So I will pass with that, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Debbie P. Okay, though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day, in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 164, paragraph 2, first three sentences, let me know.
Arlene B.
I heard Arlene B. and Elaine G. and Chrissy F., I believe it is.
M.
M. Okay.
Marge O.
Marge O.
Thank you.
Leslie M.
Leslie M.
Joan R.
Joan R. And I thought I heard somebody else.
Betty.
Betty N. and Lynn D. I think that's all we're going to have time for today. Wow, quite a great lineup. Thank you. So I think I got everybody right. Arlene B., Elaine G., Chrissy M., Marge O., Leslie M., Joan R., Betty N., and Lynn D. And if I messed up your name a little bit, please forgive me and let me know when I call on you. So Arlene B., you are up first, followed by Elaine G. Did I hear an Arlene B.?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Great. I feel like a cell phone commercial. My name is Arlene B. from Los Angeles, California. And, the second two sentences, we realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to me, to you and to us. So my husband of 40 plus years is in the hospital in guarded condition. And, what I did was I just said, God, please look over him and do what is best for him. And I've learned through this program that that's what I need to do. You know, he has a higher power, and I'm not going to ask for something for myself, because God will disclose to me and will disclose what is going to happen. And I turn it over a lot in the middle of the night. You know, after I talk to him and to the doctors, I just keep saying, God, please do what is best for him. And I find when I give my problems to God, it helps. So I'm here with you today because I want to abstain. I also have had relapse experience, and I've heard that people come here and it helps them, and that's why I'm here. So thank you for letting me share, and I will pass.
Thank you very much, Arlene D. Thank you. Elaine G., you're up next, followed by Chrissy M.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Elaine. Thank you.
Thanks. What I got out of those sentences were my food addiction was what got me in there, but then I realized my thinking was messed up. And because of my thinking, that's why, because I was in OA in my 30s, and I guess I forgot everything I learned, you know? But after I got to a certain point with my weight, I decided I don't need OA anymore, and I left, and just gained plus, and then went back to my old thinking. But anyway, having to do with the problems in my family, I'm so powerless over it. My son that's an alcoholic, my sister that's in assisted living, my mom who can't see, I can't do anything about that. But I was getting upset about it, thinking I can do something about it. You know, I tell you, I give it all to God, and I ask God, I can help them. What's the expression? I can, you will, I'll let you, And also, I ask God to help me focus on my program. Gotta focus on my program. I can't fall apart from this, That wouldn't help anything, And what else? So I just I rely on God, call my sponsor, work my steps and tools, spiritual tools, and I'm okay. I'm okay at this moment. Thanks.
Thank you, Elaine G. Chrissy M., you're up next, followed by Marge O.
Hi, this is Chrissy, grateful, recovering bulimic, anorexic, and overeater in Oregon. And I do feel like these three sentences have a lot to say. I think the first part is it talks about the people in the program not having all the answers. Like, the men don't have all the answers. We have some of it, but not all the information. And I think I can sometimes get tempted when things aren't going well or things aren't going my way to turn to people before God, you know, to call to people. And sometimes that can turn into gossip, right? This is a reminder that, like, people don't have all the answers. And sometimes, usually one of the most powerful things that my sponsor does for me is when I do reach out to her, she'll remind me to go back to my higher power. Well, what does HP say about this? Or have you turned this over to HP? So it's a reminder that, you know, the answers, and it talks about that at the end, that it's like God has the answers. And really, like, when we think about the 12 steps, really that's what that is about, is like teaching us to turn our life and will over to our higher power, not to go to people. And oftentimes the best thing a person or a sponsor can do is to turn it back, right? Is to lead us back to our higher power. I think the other thing that's helpful is not only to remind me whenever I'm on higher power first and not people, but it's also a reminder to not try to be God for other people, that when people do come to me and they're struggling, that I shouldn't try to fix things for them. I shouldn't try to be their solution, that I should try to direct them back to their higher power. And that's actually really freeing, because there's a part of me, you know, that if being in recovery, that I want to sometimes play God. I want to sometimes be the one with all the answers for myself and others. And that puts a lot of pressure on me, right? And so it's just a reminder to me that I don't have to have all the answers for other people, that it's not my role or responsibility to fix other people's or other compulsive eaters. I can't work program for them. And the best thing I can do for others is to trust them to their higher power and continue to turn them to their higher power. And the same thing I can do for myself. So I wish I could say that it was always my first instinct to go to my higher power, something that I'm still working on in program, but it's just a good reminder this morning to continue to turn things over to my higher power and help others do the same. So thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Chrissy M. And Marjo, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Leslie M.
Good morning. This is Marge O. from Massachusetts. May I be heard?
Yes, Marge. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I would like to comment on the whole book and how much in love I am with the whole book, but I really wanted to comment on we realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. And what I've learned, and I don't always remember, but the lesson is there, is that I have to depend on my higher power. That was the whole point of this book, was to have my reliance on God, not on myself, not on others. But that, for me, has not been an especially easy lesson. I have always had a higher power. I've always believed that God will take care of things for me, but I don't always ask. And that's part of this lesson, too, for me, is to learn to ask for what direction should I go in today, to ask for I almost feel like it's permission. Could I have your permission to ask you to please take care of that, or you put that, you know, I'll put that in my God box, and hopefully you have time today to look it over and take out my notes and read them. Third oldest of 10 kids, and somehow I was born with that personality, this personality, and I can take charge real easily. I can roll a party, I can cook a supper, I can, you know, drive you anywhere you need to go, I can call the doctor for you, I can do a lot of things because I was asked to do a lot of things. So I try to remember that. Like, people asked you, Marge, and you did it. So why don't you just calm down, go sit quietly in your blue chair, and ask God, not for the answer right this minute, but just to feel that connection and to know that my higher power has my back. I've got a dear friend in program. She calls her higher power my buddy. And, you know, I love that connotation, if you will. God's my friend. I have a special vision that I do when I'm meditating that, you know, means a lot to me. And it was okay to do that. You know, that was another thing, to step out of my original religion and what I was taught to do and what, you know, what I really could do to let me, allow me to feel connected to a higher power. So a day at a time, this program works. I love that it's suggestive, but I also know that there's some strong suggestions here. It's okay. It will bring you to a higher power, as it did me. That's a promise if you work it the way it's written. So I thank you, and I hope you have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Marge O. in Massachusetts. Leslie M., you are up next, followed by Joan R.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine, for your service. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And yeah, these three sentences are full of everything, you know. And it's true. The program is suggested. However, once I decide to take this suggestion, there are things that I must do. And this next sentence says it all. We realize we know only a little. I came in thinking I had the answer. You know, I've been in OA this year 32 years. You know, I do not have 32 years of abstinence and recovery, you know, and, you know, the longer I'm in, the more I realize I don't know. I came in thinking that, you know, I was the God, I was the orchestrator of the world, and I knew what was best for everyone. You know, which, you know, it talks about earlier in the book, we do things and then people retaliate because they want things their way. You know, I think about it like bumper cars. You know, we all want our own way, and along the way, we bump into each other. You know, so, you know, as I go through, I realize I know less and less. You know, I came in thinking I knew it all, and now I know I don't know it all. You know, I don't know a whole lot. I received a gift for Christmas, and it says, for my part, I know nothing with any certainty. And, you know, I read that all the time now. Because that's true, you know. I'm grateful that I have this abstinence and this recovery for today. And then the third sentence says, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. And so when I don't know everything, I can be open to those disclosures. I can be open to that possibility that, you know, that obviously my higher power takes care of things that I don't even know about. You know, I use this analogy all the time that there's a tapestry. And I have two threads on the back of the tapestry. I can't see what the big picture is. I can only see the back where all the threads are all over the place. But God has the big picture. And I have to, you know, relinquish the thought that I know what's going on to the thought of, you know, I need to be God-reliant, not self-reliant. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Okay, Joan R., you are up next, followed by Betty N. Share with us,
Hi, this is Joan. This is Joan R. from Oregon. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we hear you great.
Okay, thank you. these are wonderful shares so far. So grateful to be here and for everybody's wonderful service to put these healing meetings on. And so the first sentence, our book is meant to be suggestive only. I've just come through a time of my husband passing. We've been married 51 years, and the suggestion to me has been, it really means to me love, you know, the love that my higher power gave to us, to me and to my family through all of this. So many miracles. So many a disclosure of the thing that I wanted the most in my heart came, and then on the reality side, have a dysfunction in the family, real hurt, brokenness, and my putting the love of money before God, my realization now after being in recovery programs for many, many years, you know, these simple reality is that I'm truly powerless over people, places, and things. And even with all this love being revealed to me, which is, that is that last sentence that, you know, that God will constantly disclose more to you and us. And that's my reality in going through this and developing or getting the gift of abstinence, you know, more and more as I work with my sponsor and learning from this program, from what you guys share and the truth. And what I'm taking away with me this morning is that ask God and go sit in my blue chair. So that's something that I can do. And I'm so grateful. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you very much, Joan. Very sorry for your loss. Betty Ann, you are up next, followed by Lindy.
Hi, this is Betty Ann from Florida. I probably cannot add too much to all the wonderful shares that have been heard today, but I just feel that need to share myself. I will share. I should have said I'm Betty N., chronic relapser from Florida. And I love this paragraph. I love listening to it every day that I listen to a meeting. It's just funny how you see something new every time you read the same sentences, you know. But today struck me that the authors realized they didn't know it all and that they were making only suggestions, and they realized that that God or higher power will constantly disclose more to you and to us. So they knew that the program would evolve as it went along. And I guess I've got to realize that my program has evolved. I constantly tell myself that I'm listening to my higher power. I certainly believed that I had a higher power before I entered the program, and I thought I was listening very well. But I realized my higher power would never tell me to overeat. My higher power would never tell me to relapse. You know, those are all my choices. Those are me being selfish, being self-centered. And I pray every day that I can listen better and follow the program better. And I'm just grateful everybody is here today. So thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Betty Ann. Lindy, you are up next, and we may have time for one more share after. I'm not quite sure yet, but please share with us, Lindy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for all of your service to make vision possible. It's really my lifeline, so I appreciate it. I'm Lindy. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from San Diego, California. And such powerful shares. What keeps on kind of going over and over in my mind was a combo of, you know, take the pain in as a blessing. I mean, what recovered talk so great that we can see pain as a blessing. I don't think many people can do that. You definitely have to be right with God, and you have to be in the right mind for that, for sure. But yeah, God will disclose more to us, and I want that from Him. But I have to be open. I have to be out of victim mentality. I have to be out of self-pity. I need to, literally walk with God, and in order to get that from Him, So I have to remain humble. I have to turn it over several times a day. And I also have to be like working the steps, like, thank goodness, you know, I committed to a step study and we're just constantly working step one, you know, at least once a year. So because stuff comes up, right? You know, lives, losses, you know, moving, divorces, right? All this stuff comes up. I do not know how to handle that. So I'm hoping my higher power does. And I hope I can be open enough to listen to him to get all that experience and strength and hope from not only higher power, but experiences.
Lynn, I think we lost you. Press star one to unmute. Lynn?
Oh, sorry, Elaine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh,
please continue.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
I don't know where I left off, but I guess I'll just say that I'm just grateful that I can stay connected with a higher power in order to receive experience, strength, and hope, not only from him, but the people around me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Well, we just have about a minute and a half if somebody wants to jump in with a burning desire and a very quick share. Anybody want to take it?
This is Irene. Can I take it?
Yes, yeah, just for a minute and a half, Irene. Please go
ahead. Okay, very well. I was in physical therapy, and I really wanted to share today because this passage speaks a lot to me, and I love the humility of it. We know only a little. That is key and pivotal to me because I thought I knew it all. And life dealt me a hand I wasn't prepared to handle. And I just wanted to share this. Bill, in a letter to a friend, wrote about deepening the AA moral inventory to focus on what he called psychic damage. It may be that someday we will devise some common denominator of psychiatry, of course, throwing away their much abused terminology, common denominations which neurotics could use on each other. Here it comes. The idea would be to extend the moral inventory of AA to a deeper level, making it an inventory of psychic damages. I suppose someday a Neurotics Anonymous will be formed and will be actually able to do all this. He later suggests the inventory be about episodes of it. Okay. So I'm just going to say that Bill knew that he had just touched the tip of the iceberg and that there was so much more work to be done. And I guess I'm going to have to continue my share some other time, and I'm just grateful that this program has taught me that I have a part. I'm just not a victim. I play a part, a big part, and that's been priceless. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Irene B., and thank you, everybody who shared. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So will Robin P. please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and please press star one to unmute, Robin.
Oh, I was talking to myself. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.